Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 31st day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have the former head of the FBI crime lab joining us in the last hour to talk about government frame-ups. He heads up the National Whistleblower Association, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst. In the first, second, and third hour, we're going to cover important news and continue to break down the clear fact that the federal government is staging provocateur events to prepare the public mind for staged terror attacks very, very soon to be blamed on the Tea Party / anti-New World Order movement and, of course, yours truly. There were 5 mainstream news articles yesterday, 2 of them from Fox News alone, in their terrorist section, the terror section of FoxNews.com, attacking yours truly in a very deceptive way. And Fox News admits in one of the articles, and these are, by the way, both been linked up on Drudge, one of them is still up there, they specifically say that Fox News reported us to Homeland Security. No doubt Glenn Beck is behind this. Absolutely no doubt. Because they know I'm here exposing the fact that they control the right and Obama controls the left and they're all on the same team. And we are exposing that they are clearly staging these events, the Stack attack a few months ago in Austin, the Pentagon attack. Of course, 2 years ago, we exposed that the Mumbai terror attack was staged. And that was also in Indian newspapers and German newspapers. Well, here it is from JBS.org, a great piece of journalism by Alex Newman. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. It is now admitted in mainstream news. They just report on what's hidden in plain view that David Coleman Hadley was a U.S. government agent running the attacks. Running the attacks. So it turns out that I was right, Webster Tarpley was right, Paul Watson was right, and all the other expert guests we had on were right, that this was a U.S., British, / Israeli operation meant to be blamed on Pakistan as a pretext to bring more U.S. forces into the country and increase predator drone attacks. And let me explain something. I've had feds show up when I'm just there with a video camera at a military event, legally and lawfully to cover it, and start trying to set fires to blame it on me. My cameramen can't go to Pittsburgh without the police and military saying they were trying to attack the military base, just completely made up. I mean, this has happened to me. This has happened to my crew. We have a lawless, completely criminal government. In 96, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst left the FBI crime lab saying there was systemic organized fraud framing people by the thousands. We're 14 years later. I mean, I see articles all the time about the Houston police crime lab framing thousands, the Dallas crime lab, Tulia, Texas framing people. Just where I live, it's just mass frame-ups. Just the government is just full of rotten scum. And they're murdering people, they're funding terrorists, they're killing people, they're robbing everybody, they're getting ready to take the pension funds, they've already taken some, and I'm just here telling the truth. And for that, I've got CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Media Matters, George Soros, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, all attacking us. And we need your prayers, we need your support. And, of course, it's come out that the FBI was there provocateuring the Batari militia. 9 hillbillies up in Michigan, poor people. We'll be right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, desperately trying to awaken the people of the United States and the world that completely ruthless and wicked, cold-blooded private corporate leaders who have developed structures of power and corporate and governmental cultures of complete and absolute lawless criminality. We are here doing the best we can to stop this absolute looting of our society. I don't know how I put an exclamation point at the end of what I'm about to say. I don't know how to get your attention so that people realize just how dire our straits are as a people. They have multiple regulation packages going through the House and Senate right now that that clamped down on all financial transactions, that massively increased taxes. Federal regulators are going in and threatening all the major pension funds to invest their money with banks in, quote, failed derivatives, or they'll basically be shut down. They are openly moving to take your pension funds. They are openly moving to radically expand inheritance taxes. They are jacking up environmental taxes. They are militarizing and totally federalizing the police. They are brainwashing school students and turning them against their families. Laptops are watching children in their homes. Children are thumb scanning to get their school lunches. The borders are wide open. They're preparing to legalize all the illegals and make U.S. citizens have worker IDs to be able to work. It is unspeakable. Here's New York NBC, synagogue bomb suspects. The feds put us up to it. You want a liver? You want $200,000? Just say you're thinking about it. You don't have to bomb the synagogue. Just say you're thinking about it. Here's another headline. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. This came out a year and a half ago. But now it's in U.S. news. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent after terrorist conspirator and former U.S. government agent David Coleman Hadley received promises of leniency and extradition protection from American prosecutors for his role in the 2008 Mumbai massacre. Speculation about his true masters was set ablaze as outrage erupted across India. Hadley, a former Drug Enforcement Administration agent and the son of a Pakistani diplomat, it's always diplomats' sons that lead these, pled guilty to various criminal charges March 18th in connection with his terrorist activities in India, Pakistan, and Denmark. He is reportedly cooperating with investigators. In exchange, the government vowed not to allow foreign authorities to question him or subject him to trial. Prosecutors also agreed not to seek the death penalty, and he may not even serve a life sentence. Links to U.S. intelligence agencies will remain classified. It's like Hal Turner. And his guilty plea ensures that there will be no drawn-out trial that could publicly reveal any relationships with various intelligence agencies, notably the Central Intelligence Agency and linked Pakistan inter-service intelligence. He now admits in the plea bargain to the bloody massacre, to helping plan it by coordinating surveillance and selecting targets, gathering GPS coordinates for the terrorist team's boat landings along the coast, and more. He was also helping to plan an attack on a Danish cartoonist. That was all part of the fake fear to get the riots going. And while the Federal Bureau of Investigation was given almost 10 hours of questioning, the only surviving attacker in India, a team of Indian investigators who traveled to the U.S. to interrogate Hadley, was turned away. I'm going to go over this more later. It's just, it's always the same. Here's the Times of London. FBI lured dimwits into terror plot. The arrest of petty crooks over plan to target Jews has put the use of sting operations under fire. These aren't sting operations. They go find welfare people, quasi-homeless. In some cases, they give them millions of dollars, drugs, livers, Ferraris, to just talk about how they were planning violence. And I have studied the hillbilly militias. That doesn't mean all the militias, but the certain type of militia. I have been to events, land rights events, proto-Tea Party events, where there are militia people. And you can spot the feds leading them. And the feds that lead these militias are always COINTELPRO and always attack me. I'll be there telling militia groups, look, don't call for violence. This has happened in several cases. Happened once with a standoff with the Gray family. And they had these so-called militia commanders there saying, Alex is a Fed. Don't listen to him. You know, he's bad. And then it came out in major newspapers in Texas that those guys were, quote, former sheriff's deputies, and that it was an intelligence operation. I mean, but it doesn't matter. They know how to go to well-meaning but ignorant, uneducated hillbilly people and just totally play them. I mean, I've been doing this for 14, almost 15 years, immersed in it. I have been there. I have seen basically everything. And I told you Monday and Tuesday, I said this was role-playing with the Hatari. You get a tiny militia. They think the end of the world's coming. They start arming themselves, getting ready for the end of the world. A lot of really poor people do this now because it's like a cop-out from the bills going unpaid and financial problems. It doesn't matter. The end of the world's about to happen. And so they just get out in the woods and hunker down, and then in come the feds. And I predicted Monday and Tuesday that it would be an interface from another militia fed run. And then Anderson Cooper last night, there they were with all their Southern Poverty Law Center experts and others saying, oh, yes, it was actually other militias that tipped us off. And now we have the Wall Street Journal. It was an FBI informant posing as another militia leader that went in and got them to talk about role-playing, like what happens if you ever get attacked or what happens if this end-of-day scenario unfolds. And then the brother of Stone from San Antonio, Texas, went on Anderson Cooper as well last night and said, look, my brother made a board game. This is all role-playing. This is like military reenactments to another level, or paintball to another level, because I've been around these people. I've seen it. One time I got invited out to a shooting range, and it was these militia guys, and they were all acting like they were Rambo and putting, you know, green caps on their heads and acting all paranoid, and it was like a make believe or something. And then I get emails going, why are you saying it's stupid to dress up in camo and run around in the woods? Well, all these so-called militia groups shoot these videos of themselves and play, you know, thematic music behind them. And camouflage is for Southeast Asia. Camouflage is for classical warfare with two armies going up against each other. If it's the desert, it's khaki. If it's the mountains, it's a gray uniform. If it's jungle, it's jungle pattern. But they run around in these jungle pattern camo. I mean, and I always just point out that it's basically like war reenactment. The real urban warfare uniform would be a repairman's outfit. I mean, can you imagine people running around in the middle of the city in camouflage? It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. And the modern militia movement, and I've really studied it in this country, was founded by the feds in the early 1990s. They knew that people were going to get armed as they saw the approaching tyranny. So they wanted to form the militias, have them dress up in ridiculous, mismatched outfits, have them run around and make incendiary comments so they could then demonize anybody that was criticizing the government before the feds started bombing their own installations like Oklahoma City, to then demonize all the different state houses that were speaking out against the UN takeover, the national parks, and other issues. And gun control and the UN treaties. They led the opposition. Most of these big militia groups are Fed run. It's just a bunch of federal informants. You look at them, it's a bunch of crooks. I've been to events, I've met these people. They're cops. They're dirty cops out there trying to find well-meaning Christians they can set up and destroy. And of course, we've been proven right again about this. And so they find a bunch of hillbillies and get them to talk about different scenarios, and they send them all to prison makes me sick.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique. We are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I'm going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment. Please have your point or your question ready, because we're going to give each caller about a minute. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So again, the government set the flavor of the militia. There are a lot of good militias, a lot of great patriots who are out there educating people, spreading the word, saying that they want to help the local sheriff. They want to stand up against criminality. You had the Minutemen that are for real, that the feds have set up and arrested and had illegals assault them. And then they criminally charge these ranch owners. They try to take their property. There have been hundreds of ranches that have had their homes burned. I mean, every few months I see an article where Southern Arizona, 14 homes burned down over the night by illegals. And there was an article yesterday where a rancher was murdered. Illegal immigrant suspected in murder of Arizona rancher. There's another report out today. Lawmakers demand administration deploy National Guard Border Patrol after killing. And, of course, that was in Arizona. I've had the sheriffs in three different cases on in South Texas who've had Mexican troops come 2 miles, 3 miles, 6 miles over the border and surround their squad cars and point guns to their heads and take away drug shipments that the police had interdicted. And it'll be in the local paper. That's how we find out about it, but it's never national news. I mean, you talk about a real criminal operation, serious danger. I read the San Antonio Express News last week here on air. In fact, here it is. Drug war is killing Mexico border cities. It's just completely collapsing. Almost everything's boarded up. The hotels are shut down. It was pretty nice down there 10, 15 years ago. I mean, you talk about a real threat, but no, the feds can't be down there at the border. They stick their tail between their legs when somebody actually shoots at them. No, they're just out setting up poor people that are scared of the New World Order, and rightfully so, all over this country. I've seen it so many times. I've had them try it with me. I've had feds, as I talked about yesterday, in one case in Florida, I'm just there trying to cover a military drill in the city, and a guy just runs up and starts lighting fires to things, saying, I'm doing it. And I'm having to, like, stomp on it and physically push the guy to the ground and say, get away from me. I mean, and it turned out the guy was an admitted fed. I mean, the feds just run up with lighters and start lighting things. I mean, do you have any idea how criminal these people are? Do you have any idea how dangerous they are? That's why you can call it a military reenactment club. You can call it a shooting club. You can call it a marksman club. And it better be your brother, your cousin, and people you've known for 20 years. And it's good to have friends and to say we're going to stick together if society collapses. But the way to change things is political. You put all the energy you do into all these military drills running around in the woods. You put your energy into that, and you're not going to be constantly surrounded by a bunch of feds that are trying to radicalize you and trying to get you to talk about scenarios. And that's what the leader of the Hutari militia's brother said. He said, look, they did all sorts of scenarios. And now it's coming out, they did scenarios of Russians invading, Chinese invading. And then the federal informant talked them in to hypothetically talking about a ridiculous scenario where they would go surveil the police station. And then if the police ever harassed them or ever went after any of their members, that they would then kill one, and then there would be a funeral procession, and they would have hypothetical bombs blowing it up. It's basically like Christian Dungeons and Dragons. When I was growing up, I only played it a few times, but lots of neighborhood kids did for hours. I wanted to be outdoors playing baseball or something. You know, these kids would sit around and imagining dragons they were fighting and different magical powers they had. And now people play video games and strategy games, space battles, you name it. But I've noticed these adult men kind of fall into the culture of wanting to be some type of military commander, and you know, they're preparing for all of this. And then they have these scenarios, just like Homeland Security and urban warfare drills. I've been to them, where the scenarios are to take on the American people. You know, that was in the New York Times. You just Google. In fact, do this for me. It's the top link. Homeland Security Boy Scouts. And the top link that comes up, as I checked it this morning, is that New York Times story where in the first line it says that the Boy Scouts are being trained to take on disgruntled veterans. Now, there's the government drilling to kill veterans. Does that mean the government's going out to kill veterans? Well, yeah, they do sometimes. We have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. That's their number one enemy. But it's the same thing. These militias get talked into hypothetical drills, and then the FBI sets them up and says, well, that was actually your plan. And that's what all their neighbors and friends and everybody are saying, is that these guys couldn't build a black powder bomb, much less some giant IED. And they're using that term saying they're like American Al-Qaeda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food's Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Every day, sometimes multiple times per day, huge national and international publications, from Fox News to CNN, the London Guardian, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Newsweek, Time Magazine, all the major publications on a daily basis, we're seeing attacks from George Soros. And who are they singling out? Yours truly. Now, I'm telling you that for several reasons. Number one, we have never been in more danger. These are lawless crooks we're fighting. They are capable of anything. But they know that if they do try to set us up, that's going to be a little too obvious. But we do see some of the preparatory probing going on right now. And why are they going after us? That's most important. Because we understand their operation. We are inside their minds. We have studied it to such a level, I have researched this to such a level, that I know exactly what they're up to. And I know what they're going to do before their mid-level and low-level henchmen even know. I understand history. I understand the groups we're dealing with. I understand the different factions, and I know the enemy's game plan, and they cannot stand it. On every issue, the left-right paradigm, fake wars, the government takeover of healthcare, the carbon tax takeover. You know, they want the Republican Party to sit up there on Fox News and tell you that it's a bunch of tree-hugging, idiot, Birkenstock-wearing, Coke bottle glass-wearing liberals who are taking over all the factories and industry and jobs because they're just dumb and really believe the world's about to die from global warming. The oceans are about to rise. The penguins are all going to drown. The polar bears are going to drown. They don't tell you this is premeditated criminal takeover of society to forcibly shut off resources and reduce population. That's all stated Club of Rome, UN, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, all of them. It's on record. They don't tell you from the controlled right wing that the insurance companies wrote this legislation. I happen to have a list here of their lobbying. All the major insurance companies wrote the bill and lobbied for it. We're going to go over numbers coming up later in the broadcast. You see, if you come at it from the truth, none of these liberals are going to support it. When you finally explain, it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and raises your taxes. But you come at it, oh, this, the insurance companies are against this. Oh, then the moron left, the grassroots thinks they're, you know, robbing some rich person. Well, they're all for it. And they sit there and lie to their right-wing constituents and tell them the insurance companies are good and, you know, this is just a socialization. No, it's far worse than that. See, they're real mad that I'm here beating that drum. They're mad I'm pointing out the real government, the illegitimate government, is the banks. They're mad I'm talking about the pension funds they're robbing and getting ready to rob them all. They're angry that we'll go up to, say, a Citibank website. A listener will email us, hey, look at this link. They say they're going to start holding people's money for 7 days. Now all the banks are saying this. We'll write an article about it. Drudge Report links to it. They're mad about that. A lot of original news is generated from this radio show, like the MIAC and Homeland Security reports and the clergy response teams and countless other big breaking stories that really expose what's going on. And I'll also take their conditioning articles, like the New York Times, saying, oh, look, Boy Scouts are training to take on disgruntled veterans and kill them. Isn't this wonderful? I'll say, no, this isn't wonderful. Nazi Germany did this. Pol Pot's Cambodia did this. See, I'm not even that smart. I've just studied history. I know common sense. I know what we're dealing with, and they're mad. They are hopping mad, ladies and gentlemen. They're hopping mad we're reaching several million people a week, and that is a conservative number. And when they're really mad about the fact that we're reaching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of new people every week and that we're exponentially growing, they can look at all the graphs of Shoutcast and Alexa and all the other big sites and Google Analytics, and they can look at us going up like a rocket. And I am like an InfoWar cruise missile. You know what happens with a missile as well as its target. But is it scaring me? No. I'm in my little computer system at InfoWars, tracking the terrain-following radar system. We're tied into our GPS navigation, the discernment God gives us, and we're tracking, and the missile little ramjet is firing every few seconds and keeping us right on course as we blast right through enemy territory, going straight at the eye of the New World Order. And believe me, it doesn't like it. Because I'm not just one missile in the info war. We are teaching people how to create their own weapons factories in the info war and then deploy the systems. And info warriors are everywhere, popping up from behind rocks with their tank buster missiles and blasting corruption, exposing corrupt cops, drug-dealing government, land-grabbing government, taking over the state houses, educating people about the New World Order. You are out there, an army of info warriors popping up from behind rocks. You have the initiative, you're unstoppable, and you're smashing the enemy. And they know it. Another analogy, it's like 10,000 X-Wings going in against the Death Star. And that's why they're not quite sure how to come at me. They want to demonize me. They want to claim I'm pushing violence. That's been their main attack profile. They listen to my phones. They track everything I do. All they can do is frame me for something. Who knows what it'll be?
But folks are going to see through that. And I got God on my side, so I'm not worried about it. Whatever God's will is, you know, if I'm to die in a car wreck today driving home, or if I'm to live to be 95 years old, or if I'm to be grabbed and tortured and drug off to some gulag, that's just the way it is. I cannot stop fighting this evil. The most important thing for you to understand is all of us working together, many hands make light work. That's how we're going to bring down this new world order. And we've got fellow freedom lovers, truth tellers, people that love justice and have a heart of gold and who love God. Our people are everywhere within the system. They are so angry that Kurt Haskell is a 9/11 truther with his wife and was on board that aircraft and saw them get the underwear bomber, the son of the ambassador, the son of the government official on board, and that they discovered the second bomb and the other assets on board the plane, and that other witnesses backed them up, and the FBI lied for a month and a half, and then the State Department admitted, okay, U.S. intelligence told us to help him get on the plane. They're hopping mad that more than half the population, conservatively, are 9/11 truth now. They're trying to hide that fact. But the polls show it's even higher than that. That's conservative. And so our people are everywhere. And so when they bomb a federal building, or they attack an IRS building, or they kill a bunch of poor cops, our people are everywhere. In the police departments, in the military, in the FBI, in the federal marshals, in every institution, and our numbers are growing. And so I've done my work, ladies and gentlemen. I pray God continues to let me work in service to humanity, and I will continue to move forward with my chest out and my chin up. But it doesn't matter. My work in 14 years of savaging the New World Order is a testament to all of what you can do. But it takes time. It takes commitment. And it takes the will and the strength to not care what the crowd thinks of you. It means nothing if people spit on me. It means nothing if people laugh at me. And I realize that a lot of the public are like teenagers. You know, when you're 12, 13, 14, you're insecure. You don't want to go out to eat with your parents. You're embarrassed of them. You think everybody's looking at you. And I thought when I was 13, 14, when I got over that, And I never really got deeply into it like a lot of people I knew did. I thought other people grew out of that. No, the general public, the average yuppie, or whatever niche group people are in, they're not even real people. They've like taken on a role, and they really care what people think about them. They really care about what their neighbors think. They're really, at a subconscious level, scared of the government. They know we're in a tyranny. At a deep level, and so they just roll over to whatever happens, and like a trained seal, they just stand up and clap to whatever new evil is being announced. Well, not me. Okay? Not happening. This is a battle of ideologies, a battle of ideas, a battle of the spirit, a battle of will. That's why 90%+ of the globalist operations are psychological. They use the lie and deception and twisting. We have a weapon much more powerful, the truth. And if you'll just go out and start shooting your mouth off in grocery store lines, at church, and be bold, don't be insecure, have a spirit of warning, to warn people, to raise the alarm. Raise the alarm. Nothing can stop you. It is a certification of that we're on the right track, that they're attacking us. Fox News trawls InfoWars comments, reports Alex Jones to authorities. And Watson wrote this quickly late last night. I would ask Kurt Nemo and Paul, because I checked this yesterday and found it myself. You can do a search, just put into Google or whatever search engine you use, hang the president, shoot the president, kill the president, You put that into a search engine, you put YouTube.com after it, you will see thousands of fresh comments saying it. None of those people get investigated. None of them get visited. None of them get harassed. You come on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and you say that stuff, not only are you going to get a SWAT team kicking down your door, but I am going to get blamed for it in the media. AP, Reuters, Wired Magazine, Fox. But this is what's interesting. We kept wondering who was trolling, because I got three moderators who go through there, and anything mildly threatening, we erase. And a lot of us provocateured. We follow the IP addresses. And we kept wondering who was doing this and other dirty tricks. Fox News admits that they are on Infowars.com. I mean, I know from inside Fox News that Glenn Beck has four sub-producers, some days five, that listen to every word of the show. They've got a lady that transcribes parts of it. They take what I do and then twist it. I mean, I've confirmed Glenn Beck is an evil clone of me, a doppelganger. I mean, it's obvious watching him, but now we know. And now we know that the lady that wrote these articles has done work for Beck at Fox News. So here we have it publicly admitted. And in Fox News, it says Fox News saw the comments and reported them to Homeland Security. So Fox News had two articles yesterday reporting Infowars.com to Homeland Security. And you can go to Yahoo, YouTube. In fact, we even went to some of the Fox News radio sites that have comments and found the same stuff. But believe me, Fox News isn't getting visits from the government. And the reason they're doing this is they put both these articles in the terrorism section. Remember, it was Fox News 4 years ago that started introducing the idea of white al-Qaeda. And Watson just IM'd me. He must be listening. Perhaps Fox News should check its own website for violent comments. And Watson has done what I asked him to do last night. He has gotten the comments, and he has gotten the evidence and posted it, and he's gotten news clips of them joking about killing Obama on Fox News. In a response to another Fox News article, in fact, Watson, they're going to expunge these. You need to get screenshots of every one of these. I know you're listening, and save it, or they'll say it's not real. In response to another Fox Nation article, respondents called for Marines to start killing people as part of a bloody revolution. Look, Fox News is an intelligence operation. They've got some people there that aren't under their full control, but they only mix them in, people like Napolitano, to try to give themselves some type of credibility. The point is, Fox News is on my website looking for, of literally hundreds of thousands of comments, looking for comments, mild compared to comments on their own websites, to then report us to Homeland Security so they can write articles implying we're behind it and we're doing it and we support it, like the Statesman. By the afternoon of the Joe Stack attack a few months ago in Austin, on the IRS building, the Statesman, if we can pull the article up, but to paraphrase, it said many websites are praising it, period. Infowars.com said this. The way it's written for a person just scanning it is, oh, I'm supporting it. New York Daily News had a headline about websites praising the attack and then put my website in there. Same thing with the London Guardian. They know exactly what they're doing, because I'm up here pointing out that it's the government provocateuring or completely staging almost all of these events. And they're mad, ladies and gentlemen, they're mad. I mean, not only does Glenn Beck have to copy and twist everything I do, now they want to get me put in jail. That's how Glenn Beck responds. And I've even been trying to not attack Glenn Beck lately. In fact, XM sent me a bunch of liners to plug my show, and one of them said, coming up next, Glenn Beck. And I did it. I mean, you try to say to yourself, come on, they're not pure evil. It's not an intelligence operation. And then you find out that Glenn Beck's people are trying to put me in prison. I mean, what is your problem, you scumbag? I cannot make myself snitch. You know, if I saw somebody rob my neighbor's house, I'd get my gun and go over there and try to deal with it myself, and then I'd call the cops. There was a gas station openly running whores out of the front of it and drugs. It was a nice gas station. Suddenly there was hardly any food or magazines or anything being sold at it. This is in South Austin off of Manchac when I lived over off Manchac. And these, I think they were Pakistanis bought it. They had hookers out front. It was suddenly horrible. And I'd pull over next to cop cars running speed checkpoints. We're talking 200 yards away and say, yeah, they're running whores right there. And I've watched them selling drugs. And the cops have obviously, somebody, their commander or something was on the take. And they would just say, not doing anything about it. And I've driven by the whore house, the crack house is still running out of a gas station in a lower middle class area. Yeah, they don't care. They've got Americans to suck off of and to squeeze, and CPS needs some kids to kidnap so they can rape them. You know, they got other stuff to do.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Hot Rod Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down.
Loaded up and trucking.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We
got a long way to go.
Long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Put your foot down on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Old Smokey's got his ears on. He's hot on your tail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. You got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Whew. Oh, yeah. We're hurting the New World Order. You better believe it. All right, I'm going to your calls here in a moment, but I'm going to get back into this more. Number one, as predicted, FBI agent discovered at center of alleged Houthi conspiracy. New Obama law places Soviet-style capital controls on Americans. ACLU truancy courts violate the law, threaten parents and children. They finally discover what we've been covering for 12 years. All over the country, they put kids on probation for missing 1 or 2 days of school when the truancy law doesn't even say that's truancy. And how they harass the children and get them into the criminal system. But, of course, Fox News trawls InfoWars comments, reports Alex Jones to authorities. And, of course, we've discovered far more vicious threats all over the Fox News sites. But they don't care. And my point about snitching is I can't even bring myself to tell listeners to call Homeland Security, to call the FBI, to go get the article up at prisonplanet.com. Perhaps Fox News should check its own website for violent comments. Fox News contributors call for Obama to be killed and authors to be shot, while Fox points the finger at Alex Jones for instigating violence. Yeah, but Sean Hannity's specialty with Hal Turner, his cohort, in Long Island was setting people up in the early and mid-1990s. And those two, of course, worked together. And so Hannity, and I mean, it's all an operation. I mean, Fox has government approval to be trying to call for violence to flesh out people who they can then set up and create the illusion of a violent revolution that's about to happen, because they want to have a violent one so they can shut down all serious debate. But I tell you, I mean, if I read these articles on air, military husband probed for allegedly posting threats on radical website, then the article implies it's my fault. Here's another one. Feds investigate death threats to IRS employee after health bill approved. And then it goes on to imply we're behind it. Mentions InfoWars.com, Alex Jones over and over again. How about headlines like Fox News calls for killing Obama? In fact, change that. Watson, let's really go. I mean, come on, Fox News. You can't sit there and take everything I do and twist it and make your Fox Nation website look just like InfoWars.com. And then try to get me put in prison or shut down. I mean, you people are sick. You're sickening. And meanwhile, by the way, folks, they really are scared of Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, that proves the FEMA camps and the globalist takeover. Pre-order it now. April's about to start. We'll be shipping it out soon. Those that pre-order get it first. Order Invisible Empire. New World Order Defined at InfoWars.com, and get the films, get Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. This is our work. This is why we're in so much trouble, because we're effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.